Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting second. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlcup. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Merriman. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Johnny Wirostek. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Herman Reich. Batting 7th. The catcher, Rube Novotny. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch Leonard. And now, play ball. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stahlcup. The throw from Novotny and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. Two outs. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a fly ball into right field. Wirostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek strikes out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pavko moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller strikes out. Two outs. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leonard for the out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 1 in the game. Verben hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry moves to third. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verben fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 1 in the game. Merriman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirostek hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pavko hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 0 for 1 in the game. Reich hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Merriman. Reich reaches second base with a double. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Novotny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin bunts towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to first for the out. Leonard moves to second. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gustin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0 for 1 in the game. Raffensperger strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the mound. Raffensperger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlcup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0 for 2 in the game. Merriman hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirostek hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 2 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stahlcup moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Kluszewski moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Novotny hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verben settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0-for-2 in the game. Raffensperger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz now playing left field. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0-for-2 in the game. Verben hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahl Cup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reich fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-3 in the game. Merriman hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirostek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verben settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pavko strikes out. Two outs. Hermann Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verben settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rube Novotny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Novotny is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Novotny hits a fly ball into center field. Merriman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahl Cup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leonard hits a pop-up towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Raffensperger is 0-for-3 in the game. Raffensperger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton bunts towards first. Reich fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to second. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is 0-for-4 in the game. Merriman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Merriman reaches second base with a double. Hatton scores. Stahlcup moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Johnny Wirostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirostek is 0-for-4 in the game. Wirostek takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-4 in the game. Bloodworth is hit by the pitch. Stahlcup scores. Merriman moves to third. Wirostek moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0-for-3 in the game. Verben hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.